Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, we did a two for Tuesday. How about a two for Wednesday? That doesn't rhyme, though. By the way, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Great to have you with us. Leave a five-star rating for the show. Don't go any further. Don't go any further till you pause. Go to iTunes. Find the show, which you obviously did because you're listening right now. Hit five stars and leave a great review. Why? Why do I want five stars? So Sam can stare at it all night and look at how great he is? No, child. No, we need it so other people can find the show. So go to iTunes, leave a five-star rating. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Just put five stars, and I'll retweet, man, and girlfriend, and we will be all about it, okay? Develop a little bit of an online relationship, if you know what I'm talking about. Hey, here's what I want you to understand for today. Tripping over your past, thinking about everything you used to do that didn't work out. You know what I'm talking about? Your subconscious mind has no idea what the hell you're talking about. Somehow you're trying to sell yourself the story that you can't do something. Okay, can I explain what I'm talking about? Right out of the gates, man. Right out of the gates, I'm coming at you. But that's what you want. You want somebody to keep it real, tell the truth. It doesn't matter where you grew up. I grew up in Bradford, Pennsylvania, population 8,000 people, youngest of eight kids. Welfare, food stamps, dad left mom when I was 3 months old to raise all the kids by herself. Okay, doesn't matter where you grew up, all the struggles that you had in life, all of that stuff. Your subconscious mind doesn't even know that, all right? It's only going by the circumstances that you tell it. You say, boo-hoo, subconscious, I'm not a speaker, I'm an ex-stutter, I can't get further ahead in life, I only got 20 college credits, most of them are gym and health class. Ain't nobody gonna hire me. Or you can simply say, you know what? I understand. I embrace, all right? I really do embrace who I am and all of my flaws. And I'm going after my dream anyway because I'm actually going to take my mess and turn it into a message. Hence, the podcast you're listening to right now. If you're right now not where you want to be or even remotely close, you're not doing what you love to do, it's because you're letting all that stuff, man, that baggage come back to bite you in the backside about how broke you are and you can't do this and you can't do that. You know, I was in the local NBC affiliate today. They have a show called Issues, and it's taped ahead of time. Today is Wednesday. They're showing it Sunday, and it's also syndicated on local radio here in Cincinnati. So I went in and talked about the Everyday Saturday movement, One More Breath, Our Baby Susan, just generally, you know, an inspirational part was mine. And there was another gentleman there talking about the Affordable Care Act. He was a pastor just trying to get people signed up for that. What you look, whatever side of that political argument on, it doesn't matter. At least he's out following his passion. You know, he wants everybody to have health insurance, get signed up. Cool. And there was another lady there who was talking about her passion for nursing, of all things. I can certainly relate to that. Now, we've had our baby, you know, really in nursing care in the hospital for 220 days. But you got all of that. You've got people there that were I could promise you right now, they don't have any of the long-term answers, solutions to problems, but they're going on a TV show and they're putting themselves out there and they're just talking about their passion, and both of them did incredibly well. The pastor's name was Jackie Jackson. I said, "Hey, wasn't that one of the Jacksons?" He's an older African-American gentleman, probably, I don't know, maybe in his 50s or 60s. And the reason why he is so passionate about it is because he had heart failure twice in the past few years. And he's had hundreds and thousands of dollars of medical bills because he did not have insurance. So that's Pastor Jackson's passion. The other lady was, again, middle-aged African-American woman, and she was there to talk about her passion about nursing. And the three of us were just hanging out in the lobby. We were talking about her. They asked me about Baby Susan, One More Breath, and all that. And, you know, it's just so fascinating. If you allow yourself to open up, to network with people, to put your hand out and ask a question, I could have very easily walked into the lobby of the television station and been like, oh, I got to share the stage today with two other people in my message. I thought I was the only one that's going to be interviewed today. And then just sat there and stared at my iPhone and pretend like I was scrolling through something important. Oh, my God, that gets so under my skin. When I go to pick up my girls in the lobby of the school or when I go sit in the lobby of the dentist's office, something like that, everybody's on their smartphone. Nobody's looking up. God forbid, don't look up. Oh, my God, I might see somebody. And if I see somebody, I might have to talk to them, and I don't know how to talk to somebody that I don't know, at least about something that I don't care about. Oh, what if they ask me what I do? I've got to say, I don't know. I'm just a dad that's a VP of something, you know? Good. Hey, what's up? You know what I did? I walked in, said, hey, how you guys doing? I'm Sam Crowley. Oh, hey, Sam, I'm Ann. Hey, I'm Pastor Jackie Jackson. I said, hey, that stupid joke, as usual, because that's all I got is dumb jokes, but they're icebreakers and warms people up. I go, hey, Jackie Jackson, wasn't that one of the Jacksons? He's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, fired up, man. Michael Jackson, saw him in concert, the Victory Tour, 1984, Rich Stadium, Buffalo, New York. Awesome. What do you do, Pastor Jackson? And he went right into it, and he talked, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. I loved it. I was eating it up. Because I went on the other side. I go, what do you say to the people on the other side of the argument, Jackie, that are saying, I don't want the government in my business telling me that I need to have health care? And he didn't take that as a personal affront. He didn't be like, oh, Mr. Know-it-all now coming at me about, no. He's like, well, yeah, it's a great question. Here's my response to that. And he went into a really cool answer. Went over and talked to Ann about her passion, her nursing agency, and everything that she's got. I mean, guys, that's how you meet people. They both gave me their business cards. I don't have a business card. I just said go to everydaysaturday.com. I haven't had a business card in 10 years. Don't want one. Don't even want one. Because you know what? If I impressed you enough about my brand and what I'm doing, just go to the website, hit me up, and email me. You'll know how to get a hold of me, and we'll connect. And I've got yours. And if I'm fired up about you, I'll send you an email and we'll connect, right? That's how it works. These business cards, I haven't had one ever. It hasn't stopped me from networking and making million-dollar connections. But putting your hand out there and getting excited, not only about what message that you want to share, but the message that other people are sharing, that's what gets me jacked up, you know? So as I walked into the lobby and I'm talking about this passion, about the One More Breath movement and everydayissaturday.com, it flowed, man. It just flowed because when you're on fire, like we talked about at the very beginning of this, people travel from miles around to watch you burn. And getting back to the subconscious mind and what you're telling your subconscious right now that what you're going to focus on. Where focus goes, energy flows. So if you're focusing on everything that you tripped up, that bankruptcy you went through, the house that went into foreclosure, the job that you lost, the relationship that you lost, a friend that did you wrong, they cut you out of their life, and all of that, you're literally tripping over something that happened 5, 10, 20 years ago, and you're allowing that to sabotage your success, where in fact, if you would wake up every morning and say, man, I feel awesome. And of course, you're going to go to, well, I don't feel awesome. My back hurt. Well, you know what? Lay off the junk food. Drink a gallon of water every single day and get your butt to the gym. You have 100% control over how you feel and how you look good, you do good, you do good, you feel good, man, and everything is good. If you're always going to complain and bitch and moan about everybody that did you wrong and how you don't feel good and you can't get out of bed, ain't nobody going to do anything for you anyhow. No why? Are you feeling me? See what I'm talking about? It's like, you've got this blank canvas that you can literally draw the rest of your life with. And I'm not being woo-woo, you know, out there sitting Indian style wishing for a new bicycle like The Secret, okay? I'm talking real life. This is how you make dramatic changes in your life. You go to a job. I hate my job. You love your job. You know why you love your job? Because you're using it as a stepping stone for your greatness. You're going to step up and stand up and change lives all around the world. Sure, it's not going to happen right now because you're in something, in a place that if you choose that you're going to hate it, you're going to hate every minute. You're not just going to hate the job. You're going to hate the carpet. You're going to hate the colors of the wall. You're going to hate the taste of the coffee in the lunchroom. You're going to hate the people that you work with. You're going to hate everything about it, the parking garage, everybody there. But if you embrace it and you understand it's just a stepping stone to something much larger in your life, I don't want to be an entrepreneur because I've tried it 4 times, and I've been in multi-level marketing and network marketing companies. They never worked out. You know what never worked out? You never worked out. You need to grow above that. If you tried we've all tried, right? The lotions, potions, and pills. We've been in network marketing. We've had the boxes of vitamins in our garage. We tried to sell them to our uncle and aunt and everybody. I get that. I understand that. I received that message, but we all didn't stay there. Like, I still don't have boxes of water, water filters from NSA Water in 1990. I sold one to my landlord so I could pay my rent in the summer of 1990, and she didn't have any taste buds. Erna Reith was like 100 years old, was my landlady. My rent was $133 a month, split three ways with two other girls, strictly platonic. And Erna was nice enough to buy a water filter from me because it cleaned the water. You know what I'm talking about, right? The old NSA water filters. And I come to find out, Erna couldn't taste. She has no sense of taste. Guys, I was going door to door, knocking on doors. I remember there was a Korean family lived up the street. I knocked on the door, and I asked if I could give a demonstration. This is so embarrassing. I mean, I didn't even think about it. I never even told this story ever. It's Buffalo, New York, North Buffalo, Linden Avenue. And I was walking up and down the street with six water filters, a case of them. And the deal was, if you couldn't recruit anybody, I didn't know anybody in Buffalo. I just moved there from West Palm Beach. I'd been there for 2 years. And I walked up and down the street. If I wasn't going to build an MLM business, I was going to sell them retail. So I had a case of water filters with me. This Korean family was nice enough to let me in. I wouldn't have let me in. There's no way. Some lunatic 22-year-old kid walking up and down the street with a case of water cooler. I mean, think about that. They let me in. We watched a DVD of water. Okay? Think about this. We watched a DVD about water. This story is going to take on a life of its own. I'm shutting the show down now. I'm coming right back with another podcast because I got at least another 10 minutes on this story, and I got to get this out. I'm getting it out. See you on the next show. The water cooler story, me walking up and down. I got to tell this story. I got to get it out because you're going to laugh so hard. You're going to be like, if this guy can do it, I can do it. If this guy can do it, I can do it. If he can do it, I can do it. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.